All right, everyone, welcome back. So glad to have you with us. You know, we like to get into the nitty-gritty here, and today we're tackling a question I know a lot of you have been wrestling with.
Yeah, creatine.
Yeah.
Always a hot topic in the fitness world, right?
You got that right. So much info out there, hard to know what to believe sometimes.
Exactly.
And with all these different types popping up, it's easy to get lost in the marketing maze.
It really is. That's why we're doing this deep dive.
We're zeroing in on creatine bioavailability. In plain English, we're talking about how much of the creatine you take actually makes it into your muscles and does some good.
Because at the end of the day, that's what we all care about, right? Getting the most bang for your buck.
100%. So let's address the elephant in the room. All those ads for these super soluble creatine forms, you know, the ones I'm talking about, they promise the world, claiming faster absorption equals better results.
Yeah, they make it sound like if it doesn't vanish in your shaker, you're missing out.
Right. So is there any truth to that, or is it just a load of marketing hype?
Well, it's a little bit of both, to be
Well,
honest.
I knew it. Break it down for us.
The key here, and it's a really important distinction, is the difference between solubility and bioavailability. Solubility is simply how well something dissolves in a liquid. Think about mixing sugar into your coffee. It dissolves pretty easily.
Makes sense.
Bioavailability, on the other hand, that's the real MVP. It's how much of a substance your body can actually absorb and use. And here's where it gets interesting. Creatine monohydrate, good old CRM, has near perfect bioavailability.
Really? I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. We're talking close to 99%. Your body's incredibly efficient at using it.
Wow. So even if I see some creatine monohydrate hanging out at the bottom of my glass, my body's still going to put it to work.
You got it. Whether it's fully dissolved or not, your body is a creatine monohydrate absorbing machine. The science backs that up.
Okay, so then why are these companies pushing these other forms so hard if creatine monohydrate is already top-notch in the absorption department?
Well, you've got to hand it to them. They're good at marketing.
No doubt. But how do they get away with it?
A lot of it comes down to how they present their research. They'll often cite studies testing solubility in these crazy extreme conditions you'd never find in the real world. Think like wildly different pH levels that your stomach could only dream of.
So it's all a bit of a magic show then.
Pretty much, yeah. They're creating an illusion of superiority.
All right, so if it's not actually about better absorption, is there any real advantage to these super soluble forms? What's the selling point besides slick marketing?
Honestly, the main benefit is convenience. Some people find the super soluble creatines mix easier and don't have that gritty texture that some people aren't a fan of.
Ah, so it's more about taste and texture than actual results.
Exactly. Think of it like choosing between a reliable, no-frills car and a fancy sports car. Both get you where you need to go, but one might have a smoother ride.
I like that analogy. So, creatine monohydrate might not be as flashy, but it gets the job done.
Exactly. It's been studied for decades. We know it's safe, we know it's effective, and it's way easier on your wallet.
Music to my ears. So, the takeaway here, don't be fooled by marketing hype. Do your research, look at the science, consider your budget, and choose what works for you.
Couldn't have said it better myself. But for today, we hope this deep dive on bioavailability has given you a clearer picture of what really matters.
It definitely has for me. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Keep asking those tough questions, folks. Until next time.
See you then.